We talk about walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit. We talk about the revelation of the Holy Spirit. We know the terms, but you can know the theology. You can know the doctrine of the Holy Spirit and not know Him personally. There's a war raging in the inner man. There's a warfare going between the flesh and the spirit. And let me tell you why the devil comes after you. Let me tell you what why the devil comes to inflame your flesh. He comes at you because you invited the Holy Spirit to come in and take control of your vessel. And when you do that, it stirs all the powers of hell. The Holy Spirit has come to wage war against every lust and enticement of our flesh. He has been sent to take over the battle. The devil will inflame everything in the flesh because the flesh is warring against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. You and I are no match to our flesh. You've made promise after promise and missed and failed on every one of them. But God has sent the Holy Spirit through His Son Jesus Christ to wage warfare against the flesh. This battle is going to go on as long as you live. You see, this war is going to go on because flesh is going to be flesh, it's going to be flesh, it's going to be flesh. Flesh is flesh, is flesh. And always will be flesh. But you see, the Holy Spirit has been given to wage war against the flesh. And this, folks, demands faith. Demands confidence in the Word of God. He said, I'm a spirit of truth. And when He comes to me and He presents to me as He is now, He's presenting to you in the power of His own name. The Holy Spirit right now, through the words of Jesus, Jesus presented this, that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. He comes to remind you that He is there to do battle. He's your prayer warrior. He's your battling warrior. He is your strength and He is your might. He is the living power of Almighty God. We think thoughts we shouldn't think, thoughts unworthy of Christ. We look at things we ought not to. We're tempted by things we should no longer be tempted by. We listen to what we should not listen to. And it makes us feel so unclean, makes us feel very strange. And the Lord said, think it not strange, these fiery tests and trials that come in as if some strange thing has happened. Folks, that battle that is raging in your heart, that battle against the flesh. Folks, you can't walk the streets of New York without seeing signs of filthy signs. You see it everywhere you turn in society today. And there is a battle that is raging. And the thought life, how the enemy comes to inject thoughts into the mind of discouragement and all of these things that pound against the flesh. And the inflaming, Satan inflaming the evil desires of the flesh. And it makes us feel that we are different than the others around us. And when you go into a battle that makes you ashamed of your of having to face that battle because you thought you were stronger in the Holy Spirit, you thought you were further up in the ladder, you thought you knew more about Christ and His this power of the Holy Spirit in you, and now you say, well, I'm just not getting it. Everybody around me is getting it. No, it said the scripture says these temptations are common to all flesh, common to all man. So don't think it's strange. And you can't win this battle until when you walk with Jesus and these things come against you, you're going to have to say, I'm not strange. This is not unique with me. This is common to all flesh. So I'm not going to let the devil tell me that I'm an unclean son of the living God. I'm going to trust the blood of Jesus Christ and its cleansing power in my life, and I will not listen to this lie. And the devil wants to isolate you and put you aside in a corner and say, you are the stupidest, you are the most unclean, and you are the most unworthy of all servants. You're not getting it. Everybody else is getting it. That's a lie. These things are common to all flesh. Don't build up men and look at men and say, well, there's a man who never goes through a battle. There's a man who never has an unclean thought. Well, I don't know one on the face of the earth. Not on this stage, not here looking and preaching at you. We are all subject to the sin nature. we're still not subject, but still that sin nature has to be dealt with through the power of the Holy Spirit. There's no temptation taking you but such is common to all men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able. He will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. He said, yes, I'll make a way of escape that you may be able to live under it. You're able to bear it because you know that you have the Holy Spirit in you, who will not let you go, will not let you down. He's going to be faithful in this warfare. Glory be to God. And that's why after 76 years of age and over many, many years of serving the Lord, I can say He is faithful. He has fought battles by my side, and He's poured strength in. And folks, this is not a fancy that when we tell you the Holy Ghost will come and give you power. But you have to acknowledge that power. You have to, by faith, saying, I lay hold of it. I have to take it, and I have to receive it into my being. Yes, there's a power greater than my flesh. You look at the world situation today and all of the turmoil. Everything conspires today to take away hope, take away any hope for the future. And here's the Church of Jesus Christ, living and walking in the Spirit. And what are we going to do? How do we face this world? I have ministered all over the world. And I've come home from so many trips from South America and from Africa and other places that I've been, even some poor European countries. And I've walked into the favelas and the slums, and I've seen the poverty, and I've seen the terror in the eyes of the children. And you go back to your room and you just sit there stunned and say, oh God, how can this be reached? How can we do anything about this? And then you go to the minister's conference in the evening, and I preach to pastors that are looking at me by the hundreds and sometimes by the thousands, and their heads down and downcast, and marriages in trouble. And I say, where is the authority? Where is the power? Oh, Holy Spirit, there has to be something that you do in these last days. Folks, I don't believe that anything can be accomplished on the mission field if the Spirit doesn't give it birth, if the Spirit doesn't move in it, if the Spirit doesn't bless it. It can't be done. All of these movie stars that are going into Africa and all over the world into the slums with feeding programs, and they're raising billions and billions of dollars. And after all these years of feeding and working with AIDS and all of these things, it's just a band-aid. It's getting worse. All of the money. In fact, they're acknowledging it now. Folks, there's only one power. There is only one power. There's only one answer. And that is the power of the Holy Spirit. And that power comes through the prayer room. I believe this. I believe it comes through the intercessor. It comes through the Holy Spirit in us, if we would allow Him. This is my greatest concern, Lord. Don't let me lose that urgency. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, all of nature is groaning. And He said, we too who are in the Spirit are groaning, wanting our redemption. In other words, there's something that's saying, Lord, I've had enough. I want to see Jesus. There's something the Spirit says. Even so, the Spirit and the bride say, come. There's a calling. There's a groaning. Come, Lord Jesus. But folks, we're still here. And as long as we're still here, the Bible said the world groans, yes, and we still groan, but the Holy Spirit is groaning. There's something in the Holy Spirit groaning because there's a new world coming. There's a new world with new bodies. These are the birth pangs of a new age that are just coming upon us. But in this last day, the Church of Jesus Christ is going to be the same fire that fell on the day of Pentecost. The same moving of the Holy Spirit where thousands were saved. Is the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. It is the same Spirit that is in this church. That Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead in the last days is going to raise up a new awareness of the ministry and the work and the power of the Holy Spirit. Give us faith and confidence that you will do in the last days what you promised to do, what God sent you to do. Begin it in me and proclaim in your soul, I'm a son of the living God. I'm a daughter of the living God. And by the Spirit, God and his Son Christ abide in me. Oh, Holy Spirit, manifest that. Proclaim it in our lives. Glory be to God, the Son of the living God. I've got a warrior that stands by my side. And I will not give in to the lies of the devil. Glory be to the living God.